Hi everybody, this is Darren, and I have a set of good questions to ask us today. So I haven't been posting in my podcast, but this is something that I hope that I can go over a little bit more regularly. There are some good things that I want to talk about to help people ask themselves these questions, and I'm here talking about my answers for these questions. And yeah, so let's get straight to it. First question is, are we in control of the cards that we are dealt with? Do we believe na when we're dealt with these cards, like, I wasn't really that smart in school, or hindi ako maganda eh. I'm not pretty, I'm not handsome, I wasn't attractive, people didn't really like me. Or you could have grown up in grade school or high school as someone who was bullied, and do you believe that that's the life that you live, and those are your cards, you're done basically. So the way I see it, my answer for this kind of question is, to some extent, the cards that we're dealt with, not all of them we can actually change. But there comes a point in our lives where we take the reins of our life, of our adulthood, where we're no longer bound by what our parents say or what our peers say. Or teachers say that we can do or we can't do. Eventually, I believe that we truly make life whatever we choose to make it. So this is something that extremely bothers me when people believe na we don't really have any control over our cards. I guess what I'm trying to avoid here is the absolute statement that we are not in control of the cards we are dealt with. If you're talking about the first set of cards that you're dealt with, I would agree. You don't get to choose who your parents are. You don't get to choose where you're born. You don't get to choose your skin color, your gender. You don't get to choose the financial status of your family. Definitely, I completely agree. You don't get to choose those things. But when you grow up, even as a child, you get to choose, do I study or do I not study? You get to choose. You get to choose what you do with your time. When I get home, what do I do? Do I respect my brothers and sisters? Do I trust my parents? Do I call out the evil that I see in the world? These are decisions that we make every day. And they aren't completely dependent on what cards we were dealt with initially. Now, I'm coming from a point of view of a lot of privilege. Like, I was given good education, I was taken well care of. And this is why I'm bringing up this topic, because I want to share the perspective that I think not many have that opportunity to see. So allow me a little bit of patience and attention to what I'm saying. So what I want to frame this conversation about is for people who have trauma or baggage. So the next question would be, how can we expect a person who has trauma to grow? Parang someone might think, isn't it unreasonable to expect someone about, hey, come on, grow up or get your shit together. It's like, pick up the pace, grow. So again, I'm moving away from statements that are absolute in form. So my question here is, are all expectations from a traumatized person unreasonable? Lahat ba na expectations unreasonable? I don't think so. Because may not be expecting a person to grow, but hoping that the person would grow. It's there's a difference. So forcing a person to grow in a different pace than what they are comfortable with is difficult. And sometimes it's not people forcing that upon other people. Sometimes it's just our environment really demanding that we grow up. So are all expectations from a traumatized person unreasonable? I don't think so. I think that it is reasonable to hope that even people who are traumatized can grow. It is okay for us to hope. So the next question that I have is, do people grow in the same way? And my answer here is no. People grow at their own pace, depending on where they are currently, what their situations call for. They say that innovation is the, or necessity is the mother of innovation. Minsan, we just have to grow because that's what we need to do to survive. That's just what we really have to do. We need to adapt now. Nothing else could. It's just, we just have to do it. And sometimes we don't have the privilege of actually choosing when to grow. Because not everyone can choose to grow in a comfortable pace. That is a privilege that not everybody has. Some people just have to keep working 2 shifts or 3 shifts, work shifts, just to put themselves to school and feed their family. Can they say, I want to grow at my own pace? No, they just have to do it. So, people grow at their own pace, and their situations differ, their capabilities differ. And my assertions are that I don't think expecting person A to grow at the same pace as person B is fair. There is really no point in comparing, aside from comparing notes so that you can grow better. That's something that I'd agree with, but it's not for you to say that, hey, I'm slow, he's fast, or if growing was like reading a book, it's like he's at page 400, I'm at page 50. It's different because we read books differently. We turn the page differently. We ponder about different content differently. I don't think that expecting person A to grow at the same pace as everyone else is reasonable. I don't think that comparing exactly is. Comparing can be used in a good way, but oftentimes people misuse it to their detriment. They start to feel bad, they start to feel insecure. It's not how comparing should be used. It might just be used for like looking through other people's notes. What did you go through? How did you go about it? How do I contextualize or personalize this to my own growth? So the next question that I have might be, if minimal growth cannot be sustained, like everyday konting growth, like hindi mo magawa yan, di ba? If minimal growth cannot be sustained or made consistent, then what can we hold on to if we can't assure the growth, you know, positive growth? So I would reframe that question slightly. I think what people normally think about would be this question. What if a person grows too slowly that they can't keep up with other people or the demands of their everyday life? So they're just really lagging behind on the demand of their lives. So given that scenario, nandun ka na eh. Hirap ka na. Tinatakbo mo na araw-araw just to try to catch up, and mahirap. Pagod na pagod ka na. Would it be still fair to expect people to grow, to have that positive growth? So the way I think about it, growth kasi isn't a constant positive movement. It's not always +1 every day. Sometimes it's 0, sometimes it's minus 1, sometimes it's minus 3 because it's a really shitty day. So growth is up and down, you know? It's a cycle. So if we have to assume that growth may not always be consistent because events happen in our lives, you know? We lose a dog, we lose a best friend, we lose a significant other. The question is, what is your outlook or perspective on your life? Do you see it with hope, looking forward about what your life could be, about what you could become, what you could choose to become? Or do you look at yourself right now and you see it with disdain, with disapproval or disappointment? It's something that we learn kasi, it's something we learn from our elders, from our peers, na, hey, you're not good enough. Hey, look at your sibling, look at your cousin, they're doing much better. You should pick up the pace. Again, these are not how you use comparisons correctly. So do you see your life with hope about what you can choose to become? Because choice is actually very powerful. Eventually, we grow up to become adults and we get to have that independence to choose. Where do you want to work? What kind of work do you want? What kind of life do you want? What kind of partner do you want? What's important to you? Is family important? Is money important? Is a good night's sleep important? Is honesty important to you? Is trust important to you? Humility? So, having that freedom of choice about how we want to design our lives, we have that power, we have that choice. Nobody can tell us what's important to us unless we allow them to choose for us. So, the question is, are you going to listen to other people tell you what's important, or are you going to sit down with yourself, even if it's scary, to ask yourself, what is important to me? What do I want? So do you see your life with hope looking forward, or do you see it with desolation by looking at where you are, your shortcomings right now, your failures in the past? It's hard to walk forward when you're looking backwards or you're looking at your feet. You have to see or dream. That's what I desire for people. I desire that people dream big things for themselves. Share hope and peace and be able to choose a life that they find worth living. A life that is meaningful. So yeah, the next question that I have is, so if we can't assure that the person grows positively, sometimes it's ups and downs, then you're telling me that just change my outlook or perspective on life? I'm not saying that changing your outlook or perspective in life solves all the problems. But I'm telling you that the habits that you have right now about how you direct your thoughts will affect your life permanently. So you have to choose very carefully how you look at your life, how you think about your life. Because you're building habits. Habits that you will carry on for decades for your life. So knowing that we can't really assure growth, what is a reasonable expectation of growth from people who are broken or poor in spirit? So yeah, it's unreasonable to expect someone to grow positively. 365 days in a day, in a year, everything's positive. That is unreasonable. It's unreasonable. Na kahit sabihin mo pa na, it's not plus one, 0.05 lang hinihingi ko, just 0.03. Just positive, just stay positive. That's not how growth works. It's ups and downs. You just have to accept that. So if people have different frequencies of growth, their ups and downs are more frequent than yours, or yours is more frequent than others, what can we expect from people who grow, who are broken or poor in spirit? If you can't assure that consistent positive growth, then at least let us try to assure that the decisions we make about the life that we want, or how we look at our lives, especially about how we direct our thoughts, at least let's align it towards something that is hopeful, something that dreams about a better future for ourselves, something that dreams about a stronger you, a more powerful you, a more well taken care of you. A you that is no longer focused on yourself, but a you that has been empowered to now take care of others, to see beyond yourself and see that, hey, there's other people who are also broken or poor in spirit. I've been there, and I didn't like being alone. I'd like them to experience company, my presence. So yeah, at least let us align towards a life that is hope-filled. Dream about what we could be. Figure out what we want for ourselves. Have a life that is able to recognize mercy for our shortcomings. Mercy that we deal not just mercy that we expect from other people, but especially mercy for ourselves. And unconditional and patient love for ourselves, no matter who we have been or who we are currently. There's a TV series called Legend of Aang, and there's this character who had been very arrogant and very self-centered and lost. Basically, he was going through so many insecurities in his family, expectations from his family. His name is Zuko. He was the Fire Lord's son. And his family, his tyrant family, had great expectations from him, would be abusing him, basically. And throughout the TV series, Legend of Aang, he grows to realize all of these insecurities, all of this baggage that he had. And eventually he was able to choose a life for himself, a life that he wanted to live, not something that was thrusted to him by his parents, by his peers, his sister, sibling. So if you feel like Book One Zuko right now, don't worry, because you don't have to stay at Book One. You can go and reach and become Book 3 Zuko. You have that power. And you get to choose what Book 3 Zuko looks like. So yeah, that's all of the things that I wanted to share. And I hope that you get to dream of a better you. And hold on to that dream. Yeah. Hope you guys had a good time. I had a good time talking about it. See you soon. Bye.